Welcome to Shom Achshav on the Daf, Shir Sponsor, Lo Nishmas Har Me'Yakov Shom, Le'Abbas Yitzchok. We're holding now for the Zohar, Daf Yud Aleph. The Gemara Amud Beis brings another Chaga that they have in Roimi. Achas L'Shivim Shana, once every 70 years, Mivim Odom Sholem, bring a full man, Umarkivim Vesol Odom Chiger, and they put him, they write him on top of an Odom who's a lame, Umalbishim Oysa Big the Odom Arishon, they put on him the Begadim of Odom Arishon, they put the skin of Rabbi Shmuel on his head. They put a very precious gold on his neck. They surround the different markets with precious stone. And they say, the cheshbon of the kates is a forgery. There will be no kates. And a few lines below, the Gemara says, "Mesaimim." They end by saying, "Vayledin ken yakum din." Terrible for Esau when Yaakov Avinu will stand up. So the Maral explains, what is the oimik over here of this procession? The discussion is, who is in charge in the world? As we mentioned earlier, Yaakov Esau, there is a din that only one of them can be in control. Only one of them can be the one who has the world. So what Esau is trying to say is, we're the ones that are in control, not Yaakov Avinu. That's why they have one who's standing above somebody else. Because when someone is roichem on somebody else, that means he controls him. The reason they have the Odom HaTachton, it reflects Yaakov Avinu, Bitzoy Leah, meaning he's lame, because that's really what gave them the power in Yaakov Avinu. So Maral puts out, that because Yaakov was Tzolei Al Yireichoi, what does that mean? How does Yaakov become Tzolei Al Yireichoi? Because the Malach hit him. So there was some control of the Malach of Esau and Yaakov Avinu. That's what the Gemara tells us, as Doyu Shel Shmad. There's something there that Esau has control in Yaakov. And the whole power that Esau has over Yaakov is because it's Tzolei Al Yireichoi. That's why the one below is Tzolei, he's lame. Kedin's the Maral to explain, what are the different things that they do? The Malbish Oysu Big the Odom Arishon. Big the Odom Arishon is the highest level of clothing possible. That's the clothing of the Odom. They give him the skin of Rabbi Shmuel, because that is the Or HaPanim. The Or HaPanim, the light that comes out of a face, the shining face, is the level of an Odom that's revealed here in the world. That's what's called Hadras Panim. And then they put precious gold on his neck. That's the Tachshit. Tachshit is another thing that an Odom has in the world. And the fourth thing, says the Maral, is the Mokrim, because they surround the markets with some jewels. That's talking about the Mokrim of the Odom. So says the Maral, we have here the four reflections, four external parts of the Odom. His Tzuras upon him, his Levush, his Tachshit, and his Mokrim. Efshar the Maral is referring to, we always mention the name of the Arizal, that there's Rosh HaTeva is called Nigle. Nigle is Neshama Guf, Levush Heichel. Maybe connected to this, you have the four things the Maral mentions. The neshama is tzuras apanim, it's the light shining from the inner soul. The guf is when you have the tachshit, which goes on the guf. Then you have the levush, and then I have the heichel. Heichel means a house, means the mokum where a person is. So adds the Maral, and the so he also explains in the Sefer Netzach Yisrael Perek Tzayin. That all these milas that Esav is talking about, that he's holding on to, is all external milas. Not talking about something internal. We're talking about the Levushim and the Tachshitim, we're talking about the Mokoyim, and even the Tzuras upon him is the external part. But Yaakov Avinu, his Tzuras Odom is the Tzur Be'etzem, Atem Kruim Odom. He's an Odom himself. That's he's defined as Odom. In a very similar way, Rav Yitzchak Isaac Chover, in his Sefer Afiki Yam, on Maseches Shabbos Daf Kuf Dalet, he says this concept, he speaks more in a Kabbalistic way. But he refers to the fact that Esav has only external attributes in this world. So says the Maral, that's the pshat that they say, Vayled Dein Kan Yakum Dein. When Yaakov Avinu stands strong, when Yaakov Avinu overcomes his deficiencies and its tzlia, and the fact that he's lame, so then Esav has no chance against him. Whatever is Be'etzim great overcomes all these external parts which don't really reflect who Esav is. So this Chagah is what Esav is trying to say, why they deserve the world. What do they have? What is the power of Esav and how much they control Yaakov Avinu? How much Tzuras Odom they have that's why they're the Odom in the world. But it's a little hard to understand. As Bitzad Echad it says, that they say that the cheshbon of the kates is a sheker, is a lie. And then they say, Vayeled Dein Kayonkum Dein. When Yaakovinu will get up, Esav will be destroyed. So do they believe in the kates, or they don't believe in the kates? So Shlomo Kluger in his Sefer Avodas Avodah brings two explanations. The second explanation is as follows. He says, we know there's two geulas. There's Be'ito and Achishenu, meaning Mashiach is supposed to come on a certain date. That's the kates Yaakov Avinu is trying to reveal. There's a certain date Mashiach will come, regardless of what Am Yisrael does. They did Shuvah, they didn't do Shuvah. There's a certain date that Mashiach is supposed to come. If they did Shuvah earlier, so Mashiach could come earlier, then it'll be Achishenu. What Esav is saying, what they're saying in Roimi, is they disagree, they don't believe in the Geula of Be'ito. They say that Am Yisrael won't be redeemed for no reason, just because there's the date, and that date will be a Kates, they don't believe in that thing. That's when they say that it's a Sheker, that this Kates is not true. But they do agree that if Am Yisrael does Tshuva, so Miyad Nigalim, there will be a Geula Shlema because of their Tshuva, and that will be a Chishana. So that's why they're saying, Vayeledein Kayakum Dein. If Yakum Dein, if Yaakovinu will get up and rise from the ashes and will do tshuva, so then Esav has no chance. But to say that just will be a certain day where everything will be gone and Am Yisrael will be redeemed, that's something they don't believe in. We touched only the surface of the very omic thing that's brought down this Gemara. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshova email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshova@gmail.com.